Good morning, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com. It is Wednesday, February 21st, and this is a very short post, just about the shortest that I would bother to record, although I've been recording shorter and shorter posts lately. I think it would feel silly to do much less than that. It should only take a couple of minutes. This post is called More Nocebos Plus Degenerative Hair Disease. I recently wrote about nocebo. That is the worsening of symptoms from the fear and pessimism that can be caused by professionals who explain problems to their patients in dramatic and exaggerated ways. Many readers submitted their own examples after I published that post, which significantly improved my list of nocebo in musculoskeletal sports and pain medicine. So this is the expanded list of good examples. All of these things have actually been said to patients, some of them much too often, like slipped disc, others more rarely but disastrously, like butchered. So here's the new list. It's just bone on bone in there. Your intervertebral disc has slipped. Classic there. All women over 50 have bad shoulders. That's just how it is. I love that one. I don't think that has been said to very many patients, but things a lot like it have been said to many women over the decades. Keep going like you are, and that tendon is going to rupture. Your hip was butchered by your last surgeon. Even if true in spirit, might be best not to put it quite like that. I'm glad it's not me. I can imagine that one being okay with some doctors, and it depends. It depends on who said it and how, to whom. But it's definitely, that is one creative way for a professional to emphasize how intimidating a problem is. Your core is weak. You'll never play tennis with this shoulder again. Never, of course, is a very common form of hyperbole in this business. That meniscus is shredded. You're only 20, but you have the back of an 80-year-old. I think that's one of the most shocking ones in here, and yet I've actually heard of this one multiple times. It seems to be a bit of a favorite for a certain kind of clinician. And finally, I've never seen anything like this before. Woo! Yep, that's a hair-raising list, all right. We can still improve it. I'd particularly like to add examples from people with chronic widespread pain, fibromyalgia, and other painful problems that aren't as biomechanical as a tendon rupture. So, have you been told something by a healthcare professional that was a harmful exaggeration? Or maybe just an unnecessarily scary way of explaining the truth? Keep sending your best examples. They will be most welcome. One other nice nocebo addendum. And I guess I'm well over 2 minutes now, thanks to my digressions. If I just read the list, be under 2 minutes, but can't have that. Degenerative hair disease. The take-home message of that nocebo post was not that these scary statements are inherently dangerous to people. It is the lying that's the issue. The same terms and ideas can be used much more safely with the right people in the right way. There are also often good alternatives that are more honest, educational, and gentle. A reader also sent me this great example of creative, whimsical use of language for explaining arthritis in a way that isn't a nocebo, that probably is going to push people in the other direction. Age-related change in joints is an obvious euphemism for arthritic degeneration. However, degeneration implies more worrisome pathology than is necessary or helpful, and so we probably shouldn't say or imply that joints are degenerating any more than we would tell someone with gray hair that they have degenerative hair disease, or tell someone with wrinkles that they have degenerative skin disease. While degenerating joints obviously exist and certainly are nasty at times, we can and do live with arthritis much more peacefully than most people realize. Cute, clever, and functional. That analogy is a great way to say everything that matters here. And for the record, gray hair and wrinkles, those are degenerative hair and skin disease. We just don't call them that for fairly obvious reasons. It's too dramatic. It's technically true. Yep, our hair degenerates and our skin degenerates in some sense of the word degenerate. That's what happens as we age. But we don't use the degenerative word for those things because it's just a bit much. And in the same way, it should be just a bit much for joints when you're talking about joints. Yes, they do degenerate. They do age just like hair and skin, but most of the time, it's harmless. The problems that we see with arthritis are kind of the tip of an iceberg, and the majority of what's going on is asymptomatic and not that big a deal for most people most of the time. That is the 2-minute post that turned into a 6-minute read. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.